All right.
Irish whiskey cream chocolates are back with a vengeance. And so are we. It's episode 10. 10, mind you, of It's a Show.
Welcome to the program. It's on facebook.com/It's a Show Podcast, on Twitter at It's a Show Pod.
I was just on Facebook. We got 42 likes.
And I see you added a cover photo of ABBA. How fitting.
Now with 10% more ABBA for 2014, It's a Show rocks.
We should always close. We'll be like, what ABBA song do you want to close with? And then you say whatever's on your mind, and then we'll close with it.
Love it. Love that action right there. And the only reason I put up the ABBA photo is because it's the first thing that popped up, and it looked okay, so I left it. I don't know what I'm doing. This is the episode you've been waiting for. The legendary Craig Ferguson Show episode.
Very excited to tell you about the Craig Ferguson experience.
I press the bell once, I'm French. I press it once again, I'm gonna do you a little bit French. You press the bell a third time, I'm German.
If I'm on the outside listening in, I don't find any of that funny, but I do know that Jeff is the robot. I don't know why Ferguson talks to a robot all the time. Where did it come from? I don't even know this.
The whole premise of his talk show is you've got the standard late night talk show formula. He wants to do everything against that. He doesn't have a live band. He's got space for one, but they're too cheap, so they don't have one. Everyone has a co-host. Paul Schaefer is to David Letterman as Jeff is to Craig.
So Jeff, the robot's the co-host.
The co-host. The sidekick, but it's, you know, no
just
budget.
Bizarre. It's weird.
Yeah, it's so out of the norm. It's so random, and he doesn't care, and he just rolls.
Despite
with
the
it.
Fact that that clip wasn't funny at all, we're gonna have a funny story from Sparky how he got on the show. And the other thing, I did some research on Ferguson because you're such a big fan, and I know him. I know I've seen lots of bits from him and stuff. But the one you posted today on YouTube that we put on the It's Just Show Facebook and everything, Twitter and whatever, is hilarious. It's a sketch that he did mimicking Angela Lansbury from the Murder, She Wrote series back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And he played Angela Lansbury, and Jeffrey Tambor was the special guest, and Jeffrey played Batgirl.
That's right.
Or an unreasonable facsimile. Anyway. Comic gold. And the other thing I noted from my research about Ferguson is that he is a movie director. So he likes to control the whole picture. And if you've ever seen his monologues, what he does, he'll just walk right up to the camera, grab it, mess around.
Oh, yeah.
Letterman-esque, but even funnier.
Yeah. And that's what I've really been drawn towards him is because he will have fun with the camera. He'll walk off the shot. He'll do whatever TV people tell you not to do, basically. So, and the thing I like about all the clips that I picked, even though you may not find them funny, but he just laughs.
Yeah.
You know, he just rolls with it.
Oh, and all that space where the audience is just pissing their pants is because the way he looks at the camera all the time.
Yeah, and he's just
gold at that. I love it. And we'll put some more YouTube clips up so you can enjoy those along with listening to the episode. During my exhaustive research of Craig Ferguson, I discovered he also shops at Costco, just like the rest of us.
Who doesn't, really?
Now, I went to Costco for the second time in like a year with my wife the other day. And the one thing, we discussed this off the air before, but the one job that I cannot stand is the highlighter girl. The highlighter girl is useless and there's no point in it. And you know what happened to me?
Yeah.
We waited in a line because I bought $430 worth of shit at Costco. And it was a Sunday, and that's a rookie mistake.
That's a very bad idea.
You never go late in the afternoon on a Sunday. The lineup was forever, and I just pretended I wasn't there so that I didn't have to kill anyone.
Find your happy place, yeah.
It was just whatever, drifting off, thinking about this episode, anticipating. And all of a sudden, we're done. We finally pay. Of course, right when we're paying, the guy goes, oh, there's no boxes. I got 1,800 individual items. No, I'll just get this. And so we roll out, and I can barely push this cart because it's so overloaded, like a German Schnauzer tank or whatever they're called. And my wife has the receipt with the pink highlighter strip and stuff. So I'm right next to her, and I keep creeping along. And mind, this is $430 worth of crap. So I am really creeping because I'm not going for it. She puts her foot on to stop me. And I was stopped. Don't get me wrong. I was just creeping a little bit as she checked. puts the foot down. Just want to make sure you got everything you paid for.
Oh, geez.
That's not what you're doing.
She thinks
we know
you're
checking
something.
For shoplifters, but I paid $430 worth of shit at Costco. What am I going to shoplift?
Or exactly. Yeah, like, right.
God, I'm one of the honest idiots who pays for this stuff.
This is the problem that they get when they don't package things for you.
Like, yeah.
Put it in a bag, then you know it's been dealt with at the till.
Walmart greeter or Costco highlight girl. Which is the worst job? Which is the most inane job? I don't know. I can't.
The Walmart greeter almost 90% of the time. 90
is an old guy.
7% of the time won't even say hi to me.
No, I know. Me either. And you know what? Like, it's the weird thing when you walk in there and you go, okay, I'm going to be the bigger person and make eye contact this week. And then sometimes you do and you don't get the reaction you're hoping for. And other times you don't. And then they look at, hey, what's wrong with you? I'm the greeter.
Mm-hmm. One of them, I used to work with one of the greeters, and she's not old.
You worked with a greeter?
She's not old. We used to work at a different establishment together, and she recognizes me. So now I go in avoiding her because I don't want the small talk. Everywhere with damn small talk. Hairdressers, the dentist when they're working on your teeth, now the Walmart greeter that you used to work with 8 years ago. It's enough.
You know the thing with the dentist, you bring that up. Outrage about a dozen years ago, I'm at a dentist in Medicine Hat, Alberta, and this chick is doing her thing, and she was pretentious to start with. I didn't like her. They're doing their thing, and her and the dental girl are talking ad nauseum about their love lives.
Oh, no.
While my mouth is open, rubber dam on, the beloved rubber dam, and I'm going, geez. And you know what? When I got home and the freezing wore off and everything, I phoned her and I said, listen, lady, I have a feeling I'm getting deja vu. Did I tell this story before?
I said,
listen, lady, I have never seen a more unprofessional dentist in my entire life. And I've I've been to 1,000 dentists. And she got all hot and pissy. And I said, listen, you are a joke. And I was a big radio superstar in that town. I was really taking a chance.
You had a lot of clout.
I didn't even check first to see if they were an advertiser. Because I was not savvy like I am now.
Classic move.
That's why I love the internet. We don't have to check our sources or anything. It's mm-hmm. all good.
The big jam, but full episode. I was in skiing, Jasper, this past weekend. Can I just say, if you are near or not near Jasper National Park,
make the drive.
Put that on the to-do list. Get out there because I'll tell you what. It snowed and it snowed and it was nice. It was like -1, -2. I was wearing shorts to go from the room to the pool.
Yeah.
It was comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
I skied.
It's a cool place.
Loved it. Oh, it was
and
so
your room
good.
Was rock star. I saw your room on Twitter.
Yeah, we had the, I guess, I would call it a full suite. We had a living room, fireplace, 2 flat screen TVs, a big king size bed, a little kitchenette, the Swedish shower with a bench. Not a Swedish shower, the sweetest shower with a bench inside.
Swedish. I was thinking, wow, the Swedish
chef. I loved it. I was like,
in your shower.
Pulled into the room. I was like,
I
loved it.
You know what I love is the fact that we set goals, we achieved them, we crushed them, then we move on.
Yeah.
So we did that initially, and I think our tremendous fan base, including our San Jose listeners, loved that aspect of It's a Show. But then we got away from it. We strayed, and it's our fault. It's mostly your fault.
We need to hire a record keeper.
Okay, so now, according to my records, which I left on the printer... I'm pretty sure you owe us a performance from your high school tuba.
What was the number again? Do you remember?
It was 50 downloads an episode.
Well, I can tell you this much. We had probably over that much for sure.
How accurate are you?
For example.
Hopefully you're not in charge of my taxes.
On January the 2nd in 2014, someone downloaded something 66 times.
A single user downloaded our show 66 times.
66 probably different people on that day, yeah.
So that's one episode.
Yeah.
We don't know which episode.
No.
Okay.
I've got some stats here.
What machine is that?
I don't know.
It's not very accurate.
Look, it's got peaks and stuff.
I love the spike. Is that the Jessica Hoy spike?
No. Maybe. Yeah, you're right. It is.
Yeah, Jessica Hoy.
She's popular.
Bane of our existence.
But I can bring it out. All right. You talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. So, yeah, he's going to break out. This was promised to you, the faithful It's a Show. And by the way, you're not even wearing your fucking T-shirt.
I know. I brought it to Jasper, but I never made it to that far.
My son wore his the other day, probably to school, a major learning institution.
I'm going to.
2,000 people.
I promise.
The It's a Show.
Maybe I'll wear it.
There's only two in existence. I don't even have one.
Maybe I'll wear it to Keith Urban this Friday.
They're
in Calgary.
Amazing. You better. You better tweet your brains out that day.
Quick story about me and being in band. I started in grade 7 when band was mandatory at Vauxhall Elementary School. No, Vauxhall. Vauxhall Junior High School.
You know, I had a Vauxhall car.
I know.
For their car.
It's a real thing.
It's a thing.
and band was mandatory. I was going to play the bassoon. That's that big, tall, skinny.
Why couldn't you have played the bassoon?
Because I was like, oh, that'll be different. I'll be the only one. But then I'm like, bassoon. Then I thought about it. I'm like, I'll be the only one. I have to be really good.
Yeah, eventually, because people will notice.
And there was like 10 to 15 other trumpeters. I was like, that's my clan.
We gotta get a sound effect off the internet. I'm gonna insert bassoon so we know what that sounds like.
So I decided to join the trumpet side, or as you call it, the tuba. And dad went to the music store. It was a rent-to-own situation. So I've had this ever since grade 7.
So do you own it, or are you still renting?
Oh, no. It's we pay $2 every month, 3 times a year.
That thing is beautiful.
It's a Yamaha. It's delicious. I haven't used it in a long time, and I used to be pretty good. Went grade 7, grade 8, stayed with it for grade 9, 10, and 11. And then I retired.
You fell off the bandwagon.
Well, yeah, I did fall off the bandwagon. Get it? Bandwagon.
Funny, I thought.
Yeah, it was really good.
Oh. Only, it's funnier if you don't say it.
Only because in grade 9, we had the pinnacle of all band trips. We went to Cuba in 2000 little tour.
All right. Now you wet our whistle.
So now the trip.
Give us a little sample of what you played, rocked on in Cuba.
I don't have any music in front of me, but I can do a note.
Music to my ears. Can you do like the reveille thing where you wake people up in the military?
I don't know how to play that.
The reveille, you know, like when they get up in the morning, ba 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 ba, you know that thing.
Oh, you know,
it's on MASH all the time. Come on,
that's too high.
Okay. That actually sounded like music, Sparky.
That's pretty good.
That is cool. You know what the thing is though? It sounded melancholy.
I forget where the G note is. I think that's the G.
You're forgetting a few things, I think.
There, that's a scale. Now I'm going to get complaints.
You're not getting no complaints from me. That was amazing.
I do want to, I've been saying this for years, I do want to get back into it. Start somewhere small and maybe join, you know, a casual
tuba band.
Program, yeah.
Trumpet band.
I love the local marching band. Every time I'm in a parade and I hear them and I'm like,
oh, they're amazing. That's the most amazing thing ever.
Yeah.
I don't know. The last parade I was at, I ran into this band and they were the military alumnus band or whatever. They get paid, all their travel paid to go around the world and play.
Oh, it's a sweet deal. Yeah.
Super cool.
Yeah.
And I got this friend who's a ex-RCMP officer and now a current ne'er-do-well, and he plays the bagpipes. Same mm-hmm. thing. He's in the policeman's ball band or whatever, and they do all over the place, all over the world. Scotland, everything.
Yeah. And when we went to Cuba, we didn't just, you know, go for vacation. We actually toured around. We went from Havana to what's that other, Veradero,
mm-hmm.
and we stopped, we played at the hotel, we played at a couple schools, we played at some square in downtown Havana, and we had like this hour-long Canadian program. We started with O Canada, ended with Hockey Night in Canada.
Super cool.
Sprinkled some Canadian flavored music.
Yeah.
And it was really quite the experience. And if I ever have access to a VHS, I've got the Cuba trip 2000, one of our concerts that we did in Westlock on VHS that I would love to watch again. Hook me up with a VHS if you have one.
Ladies, what are you doing here? This man is just sitting here unattached. This guy is like musical and he's traveled the world and he's available online at match.com.
Don't even want to get me started on the match.com.
I do, because it's been so long as we're catching up on shit that we promised people.
I know.
And so that was one. That was an amazing one. And your love life update, it was one of our highest rated segments while we had it going there for 2 episodes.
And I don't even know where to begin with the latest developments because there really hasn't been any dates per se.
I'm falling off this chair.
But there has been matches or people that I've seen that I just cannot believe. What is the thought process of the photos that they're putting on there? There was this
so
one girl.
You get some of the shaved head girls, the side shave and the piercings, or what are you getting?
I'll have to find the photo because this one chick just was, not that I'm against the larges. What's the proper term?
XL?
Yeah, the fun, big for fun, mega sized. but she and her breasts were huge.
Yeah.
Too big.
How is she supposed to hide that?
Too big. But they were like huge.
Like Jeffrey Tambor in the video.
Huge. She had some orange tongue situation. She was sticking her tongue out. She like made a V with her two fingers and sticking her tongue through the V.
Dude, we have got to go through your profile with a fine tooth comb. Why are you attracting these birds? This is outrageous.
This was just an open search, but I'm just, and then there's one girl. The caption was Skype dates with the family, but full on cleavage shot. Like that was the focal point of the photo.
What do you mean Skype dates with the family? So she's talking to her family online and she's half-dressed.
Apparently she has the boobs to show the family. It's just like, what? Man.
Were they good boobs, though?
Yeah, they were nice.
All right. So
no developments, but just the people.
Why don't you try switching providers? What about Plenty of Fish?
That's the problem.
Is that the problem? Is that the fish one's no good?
Oh, no good.
No good. Plenty of Fish is verboten.
Yeah.
Well, Match.com, not much better.
Well, Match.com, you have to pay to correspond and to view people. However,
got the coupon.
I am on it still.
Oh, okay. So is it like LinkedIn? So when you LinkedIn, you get certain free, but then if you want to upgrade, you got to pay the premium or whatever.
Right. So with Match.com, you can sign up for free, but you're only restricted with a few things. You need to be a subscriber, I think, to communicate on Match.com, which I am. And I have been communicating or trying to, but chatting. No one is responding back to me.
So you're chatting out in the middle of nowhere and nothing's coming back.
I'm trying to be charming and I'm reading the profile. And I'm trying to relate to the profile.
You know what? They creep you on Facebook too. So watch your shit on Facebook. Don't get crazy on Facebook and Twitter.
My life on Facebook is pretty sweet.
Really? Because you know the Brad Paisley, let's insert the Brad Paisley song here online, please. So much cooler. Okay, see what I mean? You got to pretend, but you can't stray too far from the...
I don't know what I got to do with these people. And then my friend met someone on Match.com. Cute photo. We creeped her together at work.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, she's cute. Ask her out or whatever. So they've been texting for 2 weeks. They finally go on this date, right, on the weekend.
Right.
And on Monday, I was like, so how'd it go? He's like, she's a little bit bigger than I thought.
Photo
so
showed.
I was like, ooh.
Yeah. Not that that's, you
no,
know.
No, not that, I mean, not that that's a problem.
I don't know.
But like.
Who's in shape these days? Certainly not I, as I sit here before you with, I have to offer you an apology though, because remember the intervention on the show when I attacked you about your glasses?
Yes.
Or that's how my son he said, you attacked him.
There was this after the show, she's like, in the car, did he say you attacked me?
Yeah, yeah. He said, like, why do you bring up Sparky's glasses? What was that all about? So the. Here's when I realized that I might be out of the loop with the coolness factor. You know, I am only 47, but I thought I was pretty in touch. I saw my good friend Dwayne Steele, singer-songwriter, rock star, and his beautiful wife and their son, Riken, Sean and Riken. And guess who's sporting the silver rims?
Well, well, well.
Uncle Dwayne. And Uncle Dwayne's wife, it's not him. He's a grandpa like me. His wife's on the cutting edge. She knows, and she buys him everything. Yeah. Picks out his underwear and his clothes and everything.
I told you,
You're so ahead of me. I think you're behind because you're so far ahead.
In all my years of wearing glasses, and I've been wearing them since grade four, however old you are when you're in grade four, the style, I've never received more compliments in my life.
I don't understand people.
And
that's just my personal preference, but I don't have to date you. I'm just hanging with you. I would rather see you in some like Buddy Holly glasses.
Well, those are in style. Yeah.
Elton John glasses, some, you know, big crocodile rock.
Glasses are like jeans. You can never have enough and there are many
watches.
Different sales. Yeah.
You know, like I was
are you wearing it? Is the that
Costco's
the new one?
There. Oh, check it, man.
Nice.
Sweet action.
Nice fossil. I'll go get mine.
Yeah, you got to get yours so that we can see that too. Now, by the way, this is episode 10 of It's a Show. Thanks for listening. And we are going to get to the Craig Ferguson experience that Sparky had once upon a time not too long ago.
Thatcher was famous for saying, if you want anything said, ask a man. If you want anything done, ask a woman. Now, that's true. But I would like to add, if you want absolutely nothing said or done. I love this joke. If you want nothing said. It'll be fine. Do you know this joke?
Great joke, man.
All right. If you want... God's sake, man, be a professional. If you want something, what is it? If you want something said, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman. If you want absolutely nothing said or done, ask a cat.
Come on, that's gold.
That is not gold.
That is funny. Really?
Okay, can we edit that right to the punchline?
That was a minute of hilarity.
I think if
Come
you
on.
Saw him, the audio doesn't play.
And you think so?
Who's the audio master? Seriously?
All right.
I've been doing comedy for a long time. Well... what I think is comedy. Maybe it's like the glasses. Maybe
and
I don't know.
And here's
funny.
The thing. Like, some people think he's funny like me, and some people think he's all right.
I think he's hilarious when I watch the show and well, I get all the
to
nuances.
To be honest, yeah, it's TV. Yeah,
it's
for
TV,
sure.
Right?
You got to see his face and you got to see what he's doing.
The simple fact that this whole story that's hinging on, the whole episode hinges on, is the fact that you, a mortal man from Canada, went to California on a road trip and get on this internationally famous show with this guy who not only... you know, you see what you see on TV all the time.
Yeah.
You read about this guy a little bit on the internet, and his life has been fascinating
mm-hmm.
and a long road to get to where he is today. And you always think, hey, man, how did I? When he first got that show, I'm going, where did this guy come from, and how did he screw everybody else that's talented
right,
out of this
yeah.
show? And you realize the long, hard road this guy has traveled and well-deserved, and that's what he brings, all these different weird personality traits to that role. As the host of Late Show with Craig Ferguson. You have a shirt.
The Late Late Show.
The Late Late Show.
Get it right.
You have one.
I do have
yeah.
a shirt. I had to get it when I was there at CBS Television City waiting for us to go up to the top floor to go to the taping. They have a little gift shop. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go in. I'm going to
yeah.
check things out.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Price is Right stuff, what have you, CSI crap. I wanted a Late Late Show t-shirt, so I got one, yeah.
Yeah, did he autograph it?
No.
What?
But when I saw his comedy tour that made a stop in Edmonton last year, he had merch at the venue and a signed DVD of his comedy special, so I got one.
We're blowing the dust, the mothballs off of his story. How old is this story of this Craig Ferguson?
This Craig Ferguson story happened last year was 2013. It was 2012. In 2012.
The summer of 2012. Year of our Lord. Okay, so here's the thing. We're going to get to the full sorted story in fine fashion shortly. We're starting a new segment on the show. It's called Knowing Me, Knowing You.
Knowing me, knowing you. Uh-huh. There is nothing we can do. Knowing me, knowing you. Uh-huh.
In this segment, I ask Sparky a question, and he is allowed to ask me one question as we let the world know something about our personalities, okay? And my first question on the first segment of Knowing Me, Knowing You for Sparky has already been answered. I was going to ask you, are you a boob man or a bum man?
Oh, boy. And you already know this answer?
Well,
you're
already
you know
talking
answer?
About the heinous, the no appreciation for the boobs on Match.com at all.
Oh, but I do, to be fair, I do appreciate both. But I would have to lean towards the ass.
The ass.
Yes.
See, totally. Did. Yeah. I did not call that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you still need to have nice sisters upstairs.
Ass it is. Boom. Totally. Now you get to ask me a question.
Now I'm going
to
ask you
a question.
Doesn't
have to be sexual or weird. Please don't let it be.
Now
my wife's eventually going to catch up on all these on her PVR.
Eventually. Okay, knowing me, knowing you, I have to ask you this because
yeah.
you didn't originally set out to be a superstar broadcaster.
That's true.
Why the sudden career change or whatever you want to call it?
Panic. Because I didn't know what I was going to do out of
yeah.
high school, and my cousins conned me into going to the agriculture school.
Right. Yeah.
And then I graduated ag school after almost flunking out.
Ew.
First 3 months, I had 5 demerits. To get kicked out of the dorms, you only need 10. So another one offense, I would have been out, and I was on academic probation.
Oh, boy.
And that was the first month. So I thought, oh, yeah, I kind of like it here. Maybe I should figure this out. So I started to study and whatever. And then so I graduated, got my diploma in agriculture, and really started to panic because my dad owned the farm, and
yeah,
he obviously
yeah.
thought that footing the bill for some of his college, I think he's going to do the thing. And I'm going, oh, how am I going to tell him I don't want to be a farmer?
Right.
God. And so I thought about that, and I drank quite heavily to self-medicate as well during that beautiful story time of my life. And then my buddy, who I went to high school with, and while I was at Ag College, he was touring around Canada as a drummer in a ne'er-do-well punk rock band. Mm-hmm. And he had just finished a crash course in radio broadcasting, 3.5 months, boom. And he came to my driveway all the time because my farm was right next to the city where the school was. And we'd sit in the driveway, drink a beer, and listen to his show tapes. And I go, I think I could do that.
Yeah.
And there was no math requirement.
Right, exactly.
Boom, in, end of story.
Ah, interesting story. Quick hashtag fun fact. I remember living in Westlock. We had just moved to Westlock, so I was in grade. We moved there in grade 8. And I remember watching CMT. And this is funny because I remember seeing some paraphernalia in your office when I was an intern all those years ago. And I was like, I remember watching you on CMT back in the day.
And then we hit knowing me, knowing you. Uh-huh. Okay.
Knowing me.
Flu comments from Facebook.
Let me tell you.
Last week, we talked about the flu and getting the flu shot. And was that after I died or before I died? Because I can't
remember. That was during.
During I was dying. I was down and out for like 7 days. Two days I went to work that I should have stayed home, and then I would have curbed it a little bit.
I think so.
But I thought I would be the hero, and I went to work and I bitched everybody out because I was a dick. And I was like, I was crawling, man. I felt like terrible.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, boom, I miss all an entire week of work. And that was all on my coworkers.
And the thing, you, when you're sick, you don't want to be that guy who's like, oh, I shouldn't go to work. But do people? Right.
Yeah. And so you're trying to evaluate yourself the whole time because people like us, we're not generally sick very much. And that was the first time I've missed any duration of work in years, like forever.
Right.
Even when I got the flu last time, I crawled my ass in there and I think I had a long weekend or something to recover. But 5 straight days of work I missed.
So we asked the question because it was a very topical, it still is.
We're out of flu vaccine.
Yeah.
Hit the panic button. We're out of flu vaccine in Alberta.
And if you didn't get it, you're screwed.
Good luck in Alberta is wherever that is, as Dr. Cass would say.
Ken says, did not get the flu shot. Reason, every year that I did get one, I was sicker than sick. All the years I hadn't, I maybe got a slight cold once, but no sign of a flu. So no flu for Ken. Jason says, no flu shots in my household. I keep my immune system strong by eating week old leftovers and licking my fingers after handling raw meat.
I know that guy. He's not really normal. Say, he's not normal.
Right. Or healthy for that matter. Classic. Again, still didn't do the flu shot. ADD Steph, my nurse friend, says you should get it. Mama Jay says get the flu shot.
Yeah. Steph's got it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's a nurse.
She likes things poking in her
body. She's educated and all that stuff. You want to hear a funny story about Mama Jude's?
Sure.
And she's going to hear this.
What about the outhouse story?
She knows. We have to get to it.
Listen, we are getting
to-do list
stacked up on guests.
I know.
We got to get Leo, the beer guy, back.
And I've got so many problems with society that I need to rant. So I know we've got lots to
talk. I think that should be
about
a separate, like, here was one of my ideas was the It's a Show shorts. So in between our regularly scheduled uploads that we do on Wednesdays, if we're feeling the need for speed, we just rant it out and flip it up there. So what if it's 45 seconds or 3.5 minutes? Who cares?
Yeah.
Boom. It's a show shorts. What do you think?
I love it.
Boom.
Because I've got a lot of problems with you people.
If I say boom one more time, punch me in the face.
Okay.
We need some kind of sound effect or like a, you have sound effects right in front of you. Not that fucking thing. Every time you do that, I think somebody's at the door too.
Mama Jude's does
Mammoth
listen.
The Greg update sound effect file.
Mama Jude's does listen. She sends her best. So we FaceTime her from Jasper on Saturday night. She answers for the
boob shot. She had the negligee on or what?
She answers the FaceTime and Steph is like thinking. She's like, that looks like your bathroom. Are you in the bathroom? She's like, I'm taking a pee. I was like, what is happening right now?
Well, that's the best case scenario in the bathroom.
She's on the toilet.
It's better. Well, that's where people get business done.
I'm telling
you. They're doing their business. They're doing other business.
I will admit that I am on my cellular device when I'm on the throne there.
Do you know what? I'm going to do a digital detox this year. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
And I put this challenge out to our legion of It's a Show faithful. Put your phone down when you come in the house for a little bit.
And it's very nice.
When you're at the table having dinner with people, get rid of the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just try and challenge yourself at every turn. Look, it's in my hand right now as we're talking. I can't even. The reason is because I'm trying to keep track of the agenda notes or whatever. But if you could get rid of this, it causes nut cancer. Let's be honest. It's going to cause nut cancer, brain cancer, whatever cancer you. Eventually, you know what? I don't know. I blame BlackBerry like everyone else. Thorhild Thornsonstanson.
He's out, though.
He's out. Okay.
Rinston
Thornsonstanson. Oh, my God. Did you hear about in the news today? Hit the swoosher. Did you hear in the news today about the MLA transition allowance payments?
No.
One guy was in MLA for X number of years, whatever, not very long, like a decade or less.
Mm-hmm.
$500,000 plus golden handshake as a transition allowance. You know what allowance is a word for? When you're a parent and you're giving your little kid who can't make it on their own some money to go get gum at the store. Allowance has no freaking place in the lexicon of the government and their golden handshake crowd. That's bullshit. $500,000. I don't care if you gave your whole life $500,000 because they still all get their pension.
Yeah.
Like thick pension. Thick.
That's
juicy. That's, I need to fat. Be, bloated.
How does one be like in
my
MLA?
Stomach.
How does one get to that point?
You got to put up a lot of bullshit. I'm not saying that it's an easy job. It's a 24/7. You give up your life. You know, probably compromise your health a little bit. But for that kind of money, come on. Still to come on It's a Show, the Sparky Craig Ferguson Experience story.
Can I play one more clip, even though you think it's not funny? One more.
If it's not funny, I'm throwing that whole iPad in the water.
It's Canadian and it's curling related. So I think, I don't know if you'll enjoy this.
Dear Craig and Chloe Banderas, my 10-year-old son wants to take up ice hockey. Well, he's Canadian. As his mother, I'm concerned about concussions and broken teeth. How can I convince him to choose a safer sport? You can't. That's awful. You can't persuade a 10-year-old Canadian boy that wants to play ice hockey not to play ice hockey. That's like the reverse of Billy Elliot. Right?
That's right. Next thing you know, he turns to curling.
Yeah, he turns to curling, and then from, you know what, curling's the gateway sport to heroin.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That was funny.
Okay.
You know why? Because he got to the point instead of the belaboring with the audience applause for 9 minutes, which works when you're watching, but it doesn't work when I'm leaving.
I love this one interview you had with Sarah Chalk. She's Canadian.
Yeah, I know.
She was on Scrubs.
Actress. And, she's cute. She used to be on Roseanne.
Yeah.
She was the fill in sister on Roseanne.
They talk about German accents, and it was good. So, just love that guy. So that story is coming up very, very soon. And it's a good story.
Back to the sound effects for a second. Where's my topic timer? I want a topical. No, I want something. So when we're getting off topic, when at the sound of the thing, the timer's set and the sound effect goes off.
Have you played the game Taboo?
Yeah, I think so.
It comes with a buzzer. That's what we need.
A Taboo buzzer.
Yeah. So if you can hook us up, send it to Box 355 at This Place Canada.
Speaking of box, when we left the It's a Show World HQ in this nondescript apartment building somewhere in the heart of the earth in Alberta, I could not help but notice the mailbox name. Is that a man, woman, or what kind of, I got a picture of it here.
Some mailboxes have, for whatever reason, the label with the person's last name on it.
Okay, so this last name, so is it last name first on this thing?
I thought it was just the last name, but I don't know what that is. It's like two names.
Okay, so
but there's no hyphen.
Here it is. L-Y-C-K Lama, L-A-M-A. And then space L-I-E-U. Lick-a-lam-a-loo. Lick-a-lam-a-loo. Is that even a thing? And is it Lou Lick-a-lama? That's the craziest. We got to put that here. Where do I send this picture so it gets on there?
Do you know how to post onto the page?
No, because none of the passwords work.
You don't need a password.
How do you do it?
You just go to your Facebook app and then you just got to click on the more.
Okay, hang on. Here we go. I'm going to Facebook.
Facebook 101 on It's a Show podcast.
Okay, Facebook. I know how to get the Facebook up and then I go
on
to
the bottom
more,
right, it says
and,
more.
And I go to my other accounts because I got a lot of accounts.
What do you mean other accounts?
Well, I got a lot of accounts.
You just
got
to go find the It's a Show podcast.
I got it. And then, so now I go right post.
Why don't you want to share photo? Because that's what you really want to do.
But I can just add the photo with the little camera icon.
I guess you could do it that way.
That's the way I'm doing it. I don't care what you say.
Such a production.
And you know what? This new iOS 7 update, it's not as even fun to put a photo on because you got check marks and shit now. So what do I say? This is check out this box.
Lick-a-maloo.
How about that? That's a grabber.
Lick-a-maloo. Lima.
Check out this.
Lick-a-maloo, Limi.
Tasty box. How about that? Is that bad?
I love it.
Okay.
What about this?
Thank you, sir. For you, you bastard. You don't know it.
The thing is, your Scottish accent is so good, I don't understand what you're saying.
That's how good it is. Right away there.
You think we're going to be giving you? Take a cat, put a finger in its ass.
Can he say that?
Yes.
What do you mean he can't say? It's Robin.
I can
Williams, man.
Robin Williams. Robin Williams. That is gold. I could watch that on repeat all day, every day.
You know who I love is Bill Murray. Bill Murray was
He's
on
interesting.
Facebook.
Yeah.
He's just like, you know, one day on Facebook yesterday, I saw a thing with Bill Murray, and he once upon a time went at a restaurant. He just walked by a guy's table, put his finger in the guy's soup and licked his finger and goes, no one will ever believe you. And walked away.
Right? Because it's true, though.
That's super cool, man. That guy's a rock star. And everybody's got the stickers on their vehicles now and the t-shirts Chive and whatever. Yeah. I missed that boat, so I'm still not cool.
I don't understand it either. Don't worry.
On the It's a Show short, for the first It's a Show short, yeah. I want to call Murphy's Pub.
Murph's, yeah.
Yeah. Murph's. I want to call Murph's because the Murph's on Twitter, gold.
Can I just say something?
You hang there?
I was just there for lunch.
You were there and you said I had a couple of beers at lunch?
No.
Is this part of the Match.com problem?
No.
Okay.
I was there for lunch because I don't know if you know this, the restaurant that they're right beside, same kitchen. If you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
And it's pretty good food.
It's a shared deal, yeah. That's a good place for coffee and snacks.
Had a clubhouse, and it's a little cheaper on the Murph side, the pub side, and the fish and chips is really, really good.
Nice.
So I had the clubhouse, but the waitress, the server, weird experience. She brings us our Pepsis, and that's what we had is Pepsis, and then she asked, as she was walking towards the table, if we wanted menus from the restaurant across the way.
Yeah.
And we're like, no, it's okay. But as we're responding, she walked away. I'm like, what just happened? Are we not getting food?
Older lady?
No, young. Not having a good day, I don't think.
So not
with it. A little awkward.
Older, it's hearing. Younger, not with it.
Yeah, just I don't think she's feeling it, but she came around.
Okay, so here's my original idea. With the It's a Show short, I wanted to call Murph's and then get there, find out who the Twitter guy is.
Very classic.
Maybe it is Murph. I don't know. No one knows. And at this point. So, but now that you say that the food is decent there and we can get
love
it for cheap,
food,
why don't we do a mobile episode of It's a Show short live at Murph's Pub and just upload it from there.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
And I was also thinking next January, we take this to Jasper in January because, hey, you need to be there. I know you've been, but you need to be there.
Dude, we get to record live.
Yeah.
Be great.
This is a show. We've got fans in the States. We've got Map on the podcast site that says we've got listeners in San Jose and other places.
We got Map, all right. We got Game. We got Map. You know what? Jasper in January they're awesome, but they have to crank it up a notch. They have to bring in some major, like all of a sudden Rick Springfield's playing
that would be sweet.
At the pub or something.
Yes.
And people go bananas.
Or really
whoever.
Anyone.
Right. Ever. You know, like somebody that's affordable but awesome.
I would say Trooper, but he wants something
Kim
to do
Mitchell.
With us. Yes,
Kim Mitchell.
Patio Lanterns, I Am a Wild Party.
Very topical because Kim Mitchell's drummer, Chris Sutherland, is joining us on a future episode of It's a Show. We're taping the episode this month, so it's going to be on this month, right? Because we're taping him on the 24th.
How far in advance are we planning?
So, no, then it would be,
The 24th is a Friday, so that would be the 29th. That's a Wednesday.
So, the Chris Sutherland It's a Show episode.
So, yeah, the last January post.
So, we'll chat with him a little bit about, you know, his life and times and let him get some shit out of his system. And then we're going to launch our first episode of What the Hell Is That Song About?
Need a sponsor on all these episodes and podcasts.
It would be great. And we need somebody to do paperwork and clearances. So now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, insert drum roll here. Not that. Fuck. It's time for the legendary Sparky meets Craig Ferguson story.
It's hard to stay up. It's been a long, long day. And you got the Sandman at the door. But hang on.
How do you want to execute this? Do you want the story now and then audio? Do you want audio and then the story? Or do you not want the audio, just the story?
I don't want you to set up the audio. I just want it to happen organically. So whether that happens after you do a setup and then...
Will you give me a sign?
I'll give you a fucking sign on right there. Okay, don't forget to get the picture for the social media with our mugs. Oh, by the way, my mug is a Donnie and Marie mug that came right from Las Vegas,
yeah,
where I was on stage hugging Marie Osmond once upon a time.
And there's a photo.
photo.
But you don't want to show your face.
No, we're not showing our faces.
This is going to be awkward.
I'm going to show this mug, though, because, and you didn't Photoshop out your face on the Craig Ferguson thing yet. Anyway, the reason I brought the Donnie Marie mug to drink coffee from while we're recording today is because in Craig Ferguson's sordid past, he did a movie with Marie, My Marie.
My Marie. I have my Craig Ferguson snake mug because this is the mug that he uses on his talk show on his desk.
How much was that mug now?
I got it for Christmas. It wasn't his, but you can get them at the CBS store. My friend a couple of years ago from Lloyd got it for me. It was the best Christmas present ever.
That's the coolest thing.
I opened it
up. It's weird,
like,
but it's cool.
Yeah, it's a snake mug and I love it. I don't use it. It's more so of a show. I do use it on occasion, but it's my water mug, nothing else.
Okay.
Can't taint it with coffee. So.
Oh, nice. It's beauty.
The Craig Ferguson story goes a little something like this. A friend and I decided that we wanted to go see him. That was the goal.
Take your time. Don't feel rushed.
It was the
Hurry
goal.
Because I got to go.
The goal, see Craig Ferguson. So.
Just kidding.
We're in our city. We're planning this
Mind
trip.
Mind if I have a chocolate?
Go for it.
Okay.
We're in the city planning this trip. However, tickets for when we were going to be in Los Angeles for this
sold out,
wasn't even available yet.
Oh,
so we're like, well, what do? We'll just keep our eyes posted on the website. As soon as our dates get available, we'll jump on that, right? So we're checking daily, if not a couple times a day. We do get tickets to Jay Leno, no problem. So Jay Leno, that's plan B.
No one wants to see Jay Leno. No.
Jay Leno's plan B. So we're hooked up for that should anything go sideways from Craig Ferguson. Long story short on the ticket friend, we get the tickets to a Thursday taping of the Late Late Show. Now, on Thursdays, they tape twice. Yeah. So Thursday is two tapings, the Thursday night, and then they tape Thursday night for Friday night.
Oh.
You follow?
They tape the Monday show?
Monday's on Monday.
Don't they take Monday?
Monday's on
so
Monday.
Have
Tuesday's
a long weekend?
Tuesday.
That's dumb.
That's he's off on Friday. You see what's going on here?
Oh, yeah. I got it.
All right.
Long weekend.
So we drive all the way to Los Angeles. We're stopping in Idaho Falls. We stopped in Salt Lake City, Utah. We stop in
all
Las
the
Vegas.
Hot spots.
Las Vegas.
Yeah, I saw those
pictures. Las Vegas. It was fun. I've been there before. But so a nice little road trip. My first real road trip. And we end up in Los Angeles. We've got our Craig Ferguson tickets for the first taping on Thursday. Here's the thing. I tweeted the producer earlier that day, right? Today's taping day. We're outside CBS Television City in Burbank, and we're ready to go into the taping. It's a big rigmarole. They warm you up. They kind of tell you, don't be the annoying laughter guy. You're going to practice your laugh. You're going to kind of practice TV etiquette, right? You're show enhancers is what you are.
Was the comedian doing the warm-up thing?
There was
like a brand name comedian.
There was a warm up comedian. No. Never heard of the guy, but he's been the warm up comedian for the show for probably a couple of years.
Has to be good if he's Ferguson approved.
Yeah, so he does his thing, little speeches. There's like rules. We're not allowed to bring our cell phones in, so they keep our cell phones. We're not. We go through a metal detector, and so it's a process as there is, right? And very kind of formal. Line up here. Stand on this line. Don't. Wander
so
off.
That could be if they wanted to improve something about the experience for fans, they could improve that part
a little bit. Yeah,
yeah, make it more Disney-ish
a little bit. Yeah, yeah. So we're there Thursday, first taping. It's like 4 p.m. So we climb the stairs to go to the studio, to the floor where the studio is, and we're backstage. We're getting ready. We got our armbands on, and we're getting ready to go into the studio. This is his old studio, not the one that he's in now, but
okay.
It's an older, smaller studio, and. The arrangement for seating in the audience, they're just placing people. They have a method, but I don't know what the method was, right?
Okay.
So they're just placing people wherever. He's got a lesbian row. He's got the first row. It's called lesbian row. We didn't, unfortunately,
you didn't get to sit in lesbian row?
That's a very popular lesbian row.
What happened?
Yeah, I don't know. So... Anyways, we're there. We're in the studio. It's cold because, you know, big TV studio, and they've got jams playing. It's an atmosphere. You're getting pumped up. And then once we're all sitting there, they kind of do this like montage, this video montage of highlights of the show and kind of just get you jazzed up about it. So there's this big intro, and then the comedian comes out, the warm-up comedian. He does his thing. We're practicing to laugh. He's telling jokes. He's handing out candy. So it's really fun. It's a really at this point, it's very engaging.
Now, how long has it been from the time you first stood in the line to get to this point?
I can't even remember. It's probably been, I want to say, half an hour, 45 minutes.
Oh, so not bad.
I don't know, everything was a blur. I was just taking it
it's
all
like
in
waiting for a ride in Disneyland on a normal day.
Exactly,
right?
So it was a hot day in Hollywood that day, so this cool studio was really, really nice. Let me tell you, I was sweating earlier. We're sitting there. this is what is different between what you see on TV and then what happens at a taping. When they say, ladies and gentlemen, Craig Ferguson, when he walks out, that is the second thing you see on TV, but it's the first thing the audience sees. That's the first time we see Craig is when he comes out to the music and he comes, hits the camera, and he does his monologue.
So what would we be seeing before that?
We would then, on TV, it's cold open, then monologue.
Yeah.
On taping, it's monologue, then cold open.
Okay. Gotcha. Got it. Gotcha. Makes sense.
He comes out, he does his thing. We're loving it. It's great. Time goes by fast, fast, fast.
Yeah.
TV commercials that we experience at home are minutes. There, it's seconds, right?
Right.
They cut, then they pretty much roll on the next.
So they just leave a break for the spots.
Yeah, exactly. There's no like stage changes or anything really. So
right.
The first taping, I forget who the guests were, but it was a funny show. It was a great show. And
couldn't have been very good guests if you forget.
It was 2 years ago.
Seriously, think about it.
I should have like, did some research.
Pamela Anderson.
Like, it was Don Rickles.
Don Rickles?
Don Rickles. I remember that because
How would you ever forget Don freaking Rickles?
They had to edit that show so hard because we were there.
That's when I usually watch Ferguson is when Don Rickles is on because they got a thing together. They got a certain...
Oh, they're very close. And he's kind of that crude, rude humor.
Yeah.
That kind of crotchety guy.
He worked with Frank and Dean for years. Oh, yeah.
Mr. Potato Head from Toy Story.
Oh, we got... Hold on. Insert Don Rickles clip here.
I met a kid about Jewish, kid about Mexican, kid about black, kid about everything in life. That's what it is today. You said this, you said that. You got to be able to be honest and not be mean-spirited or unkind. I say from my heart, really, I don't like you. We're right back.
Okay. Oh boy!
I just remember that being edited.
I would have. Oh, that's amazing.
There was some edited moments. It was a very good.
So it was like not everything was gold. So they wanted to cut out the.
But all of it was gold. But a little of it was maybe a little too much gold for the TV.
Yeah. It was like a nightclub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was quite the experience.
I love Rickles.
During commercial breaks, Craig is doing small talk with the crowd, just generic small talk and engaging with the crowd. So he never actually leaves.
Okay.
The TV studio. He just kind of comes closer as the crew is doing their whatever they do, like set up cameras and whatnot. He does engaging small talk with the audience, so which was really cool. And so, anyways,
how many of you are in there?
I would say
in the small studio 100, back in the day, 100.
100.
That's small because my show I did in Toronto had 250 seats, and that was small.
Yeah,
like it seemed very intimate.
Yeah,
so that must have been crazy.
First taping wrapped up, we leave the studio. We were told that if you wanted to stick around for the second taping, which is happening right after, go see so and so outside and get your wristband right. But we only have a certain number of seats.
You're pushing old ladies out of the way, running over people.
When you think about it, it was all pure luck how we managed to get into the cattle line to get out of the studio, right? Because we all had to line out.
Only one door.
It wasn't like a big shopping mall entrance or anything.
Yeah.
We managed to get out. We managed to find this person, this audience coordinator. We managed to snap up the last remaining armbands for the second taping.
That's amazing.
The second taping, we're in line with the rest of the Yahoos that are new, right? That have come off.
So you got to go through the whole 30-40 minute thing again?
Not quite.
Oh, okay.
They're already lined up behind backstage, ready to go into the studio because they want to, you know, get this going.
Expedite the process. Craig's warmed up.
Yeah. So he is probably, I think all he does is change his tie on situations like this. So we get into the line. Get back into the studio.
Show business is so weird.
Warm-up comedian recognizes us because we were just in there, right? He's like, back for more? We're like, well, why not, right? So we get into the studio. Same video montage is playing. They've got jams playing.
Different monologue.
Warm-up comedian. I'm not there yet.
Oh, okay.
The warm-up comedian's doing his thing. So this part's the same. We just experienced it. We get candy. Warm-up comedian's telling us jokes, telling us how to laugh. Don't be the fake laugh guy. You don't want to be obnoxious and weird. Moments before the show's about to start, Michael, the producer, he kind of looks in my direction. I thought nothing of it, though. Looks in my direction. No big deal. Whatever.
So were you in lesbian role in this one?
No, we were about middle section. The middle.
Okay, move on.
He looks at me. I think nothing of it because he's just looking, right?
Yeah, yeah.
People look at each other all the time.
Especially in L.A.
And then A few minutes later...
Guys are looking at guys all over the place in LA.
Jesus.
How are you doing?
A few minutes later, someone else comes and asks me where I'm from. Producer wants to know where you're from. I said, we're from Canada. She's like, all right, thank you. So they leave, they go back down to the stage, and I could see them talking to the producer. I was like, oh, interesting. Didn't think anything of it, honestly, right? Random questions. Maybe our hair looked funny. I don't know. Maybe our clothes smelled of maple syrup.
Yeah, you were drinking beers.
Craig Ferguson comes out.
Stubbies.
Second taping, he comes out, does the monologue. It's Great Day for America, blah, 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 blah. We'll be right back. It's commercial break time. So we're in the commercial break. And then this is where he does a small talk with the fans. He kind of just throws out casually something like, I heard someone here drove a long way or something like that, traveled a long way to be here. And
did you tweak on the fact that he was talking about you at that point?
My hand shot right up because I don't care if he was talking about me. That's exactly what happened. This is exactly what happened. I'm like, yeah, we drove all the way from Canada. And he's like, all right, come on down. So
you're going, what the hell?
We're like, what? So we're in the middle of this row. So people are like, I don't even know what's happening. We get down to the floor stage. This is the part where they're going to tape the cold open, which is the part that my friend and I are on, the cold open, which is the first thing you see on TV.
Yeah.
So I remember just getting down the stairs onto the actual stage. The mic tech, the sound people were miking us up. And thanks to my previous experience in television, I know what's happening. And Craig asked me, you know what happens next, right? Do you watch the show? I was like, oh yeah, I know what happens. It's like, perfect. He walks away for whatever reason. The sound guy's miking us up. And then they tell us to stand here and look into this camera. So music is playing as this is all happening, right? Because they want to keep the audience engaged and warmed up. So everything, they're getting ready. They're counting down for the taping. And then everything goes quiet because it's the cold open. You don't come to applause. The camera just lights up.
Gentlemen, please state your names and where you're from.
Travis from Red Deer, Alberta, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Josh from Red Deer, Alberta, Canada.
I see. Have you ever met before this evening?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Good. Canadians, eh? They never stop chattering. So, what are you doing in Los Angeles, gentlemen?
We came here to see you.
Really? How did you get here?
By car.
You drove?
All the way.
You drove from Canada to come and see me?
Yeah. 2,300 kilometers plus.
Something, yeah, 2,000 miles-ish.
I don't know how much miles are. It was a long, long drive.
Yeah. Did you guys make out on the way?
Well, he fell asleep a couple times.
Does, though, you...
Who knows?
Yeah. So you drove all this way just to see me, eh? Do we have security at all? So listen, have you been to the United States before? Have you enjoyed our lack of healthcare?
Yeah.
Been to Vegas.
Vegas? Did you go to Vegas on the way here?
Yeah.
You guys, I bet you had such a rocket time.
We did, yeah.
What did you do?
Well, he went to bed early.
And I watched your show.
Right. Yeah. And what do you do?
I walk the strip. Go crazy.
Did you have one of them big long drinks with a ball at the end?
No.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Jeff, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, gentlemen, we have a prize for you. I've just decided.
Oh.
What prize? Restaurant. What restaurant? Craig's. Oh, yeah, because it's not named after me. But there is a fantastic restaurant here in Los Angeles. It's called Craig's. They serve all sorts of fantastic food. But just be warned, our bacon system is different to yours. You guys don't have any plans for me or anything, do you?
I don't think so. Unless he didn't tell me.
Like... You don't want to, like, capture me, make me your own very own pet or anything like that, do you?
You can come back with us if you want. Free healthcare.
You probably like it. It's fine.
Well,
Yeah, all right, I'll come. So long, everybody. So long. Everyone back.
And the camera's off, so now we're getting ready to go back to our seats. But he turns to me because he ends on my left in that shot.
Right.
And when he throws it to commercial, he turns to me and he says, and I'll never forget this because he said it to me, he says, "That was really fucking great." And he does the double handshake. You know how you do the...
Yeah, grabs you with both hands.
Yeah, the double handshake. And he's like, that was really fucking great. That was
awesome.
That was awesome, yeah. And it was...
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Sparky from It's a Show on Craig Ferguson. And Craig Ferguson loved him, said, "You were fucking great," is what he said.
And it's all... It wasn't even supposed to happen. We never had tickets to the second taping.
It's amazing.
If I am convinced the producer saw me on Twitter and he noticed my face again, and it was just all... It just
this
all
This is why you got to get out of the house, kids, and try for new experiences. Because I got goosebumps when you told me what he said to you. Best story ever. And I know Strombo stole that from me, Strombolopoulos, but that was my thing.
I was just so happy to finally get tickets to this show, just to see it in person, but to even be on it was just ridiculous. I have to go back and look at the photos and look at the video just to remember that I did it and pinch myself. So it was a really neat experience.
Let's open up a dialogue right now with our It's a Show faithful and shoot us Facebook notes or link us something on Twitter about your best life experience ever. Something crazy that happened to you that you can't even believe to this day. And it was just a happenstance like that. And maybe we'll call you and share your story with the world on It's a Show.
I love stories like that you didn't even plan.
No.
I mean, you sort of planned, but you did not expect any of that
to happen. We want to hear from you because it'd be great to do this on Caring and Sharing Time.
I love it.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of It's a Show, episode 10. Thanks for listening. And we will see you for episode 11, where we're going to update you on Sparky. I have a good feeling something's going to happen in your love life. And
I have
the next
a good
few
feeling
days.
Nothing is going to happen in my love life in the next few days.
Plus another scintillating segment of Knowing Me.
Knowing You.
And we're going to end now, from now on, with an ABBA song of my choice.
I think it's out. We'll alternate.
I thought it was my choice you said earlier.
Well, what's your favorite ABBA song?
You
right
got to
now?
Tell your big story. You
all
blew
right,
your load
fine,
with the
fine,
story.
Fine, do the ABBA thing.
Not right now. It's all the time. It's does your mother know that you're out?
So we're going to end with that every day?
No, we can choose a different one. Maybe we'll flip a coin. You can have a choice. If I decide it's okay next week, you can have the choice.
Until next time, join us on Twitter at It's a Show Pod, Facebook.com/ It's a Show Podcast. Subscribe and share on iTunes. And please comment. Tell us if you're listening to this stuff.
And share your stories.
That's also important. Are you going to say goodbye?
Are you going to say goodbye?
Yeah. Keep in touch.
Finger guns. You're so high.